Hey girl, welcome to the Empower Her podcast, where we are all about taking purpose-driven action toward building lives we really freaking love. My name's Keisha, and I'm an entrepreneur obsessed with giving you actual tools to help take you from where you are now to where you want to go in your life, career, and relationships. And this podcast, it's all about real talk and having some fun as we share incredible stories, tips, and tricks to help us get out of our own way and unapologetically make some moves. So girlfriend, let's do the damn thing. Girl, what's up? I'm so excited that you're here for today's little pep talk because we're going to talk about if getting something faster or accomplishing a goal faster is actually better. And my intention with this episode is I want you to leave like, you know, feeling like, booyah, I'm crushing it. Like I want you to leave like feeling really proud of yourself, like understanding that your pace is perfect and you're aligned and you're moving in the right direction. Or if you don't feel like you know the direction that you're going, I want you to see that this part matters too. This messy middle that we try and wish away, we try and get through it more quickly. I want you to see how this season is still serving you. Okay, so this is going to be a fun one. But before we dive in, I do want to tell you something really freaking cool. We just passed 6 million with an M. I actually don't know how else you would spell million, but that just felt like really like, whoa. Okay, 6 million downloads of this podcast, which is freaking bananas. I started it 3.5 years ago with the intention of wanting it to be like a come with me. Let's figure this out together. Let's pull back the curtain, share what we're learning in real time. Like we're girlfriends chatting over spicy margaritas type of show. And here we are. And it's because of you. Right? Like you sharing it with your girlfriends, you listening in, like so many of you that have told me that you listen in when you're in the shower and you're tossing your loofah in the air and you're telling your coworkers or your teams, like it means so much to me because as cool as podcasting sounds and as awesome as that milestone is, please remember that I'm currently sitting in my closet by myself with my Britney Spears headset on, pretending like I'm talking to you. If I didn't have my mic plugged in, I would literally be talking to myself, right? So like you have made this community. You've made me so excited and passionate about this platform because of your feedback and letting me know when it resonates and when you share it on Instagram or when you text into the text list. Like, I'm just so freaking grateful. And I hope that you truly know that, right? Like, I didn't start this podcast to talk to myself. I started it to talk to you specifically. So whether you've been here, this is your first episode, or you've been here for the whole 3.5 years or somewhere in between, thank you. Truly, thank you. And because of that, I do want to let you know that we're doing a really fun giveaway to celebrate this milestone. Like, I love giveaways. And this one's really cool because you can win a product from 3 of our podcast sponsors plus a $100 gift card because we got to celebrate. So how does it work? I want you to head over to Instagram. My new handle, new name, who dis is Keisha Getmiri. So G-H-E-T-M-I-R-I. I mean, just type in Keisha, K-A-C-I-A. That's where you can find the giveaway. And it's going to tell you all the details of what you need to do, but it's super easy. It'll take you just a few seconds, but come celebrate. And thank you again so much for all of your support. Now, let's dive into today's episode. I want to just kind of set the stage here because honestly, I believe one of the biggest contributors to us feeling stuck or behind or kind of beating ourselves up or just feeling unhappy or unfulfilled is the way that we're socialized to think about our goals and to think about the speed in which we are taking to get to our goals or to the vision that we have for our life or to even some like arbitrary socialized timeline milestones that we think that we need to hit at certain ages. And it's how we're socialized in the world that we live in and how we take in those messages and then what we make them mean about us as individuals and what we make them mean in our daily lives in pursuit of any goal that we're working on, right? Because remember, as humans, we're meaning creating machines. So we take in this information from the world that we live in or from things that we consume or from conversations that we have with other people that maybe don't have the same goals as us. And we make that mean something about us and who we are as humans. And when we're constantly bombarded with messages that instant gratification is the goal in everything, we can feel like we're failing, right? Or we're behind. And even though fundamentally we know that, you know, accomplishing things that are big in our life. Like, they're going to take work. They're going to take time. You know, even having an exceptional marriage, it's not just like you fall into that. Like, it takes work. But when we're advertised in a way that we should get everything resolved quickly, that a conflict should be resolved really quickly, that if we want to lose weight, we should get there quickly. If we want to build a business, we should be at six figures already. We should be at millions of downloads on our podcast. We should, you know, be out of our mental funk right away when we're dealing with like grief or infertility or whatever. Like, we are advertised to constantly think that getting things more quickly, faster, or easier is the solution. And it makes sense that that's the idea that we're sold, because time is such a valuable like commodity. It's the only thing that we can't get back, right? But it constantly has us wanting things right now, like overstimulized, right? Like the thinking that like right now is the solution, and that if we have to wait for something, it's seen as bad or slow or just really negative, right? Like, I'm sure you're picking up what I'm putting down right now, because we can feel it. Like, you feel the weight of the pressure. There's so much that's put on us, especially as women. And, you know, when you think about the social media side of things, social media is literally designed to give us these quick, you know, dopamine hits through when we put out a post on social media, the likes that it gets, the algorithms that we have. Like, even think of like video content that does well, like Instagram Reels. We're supposed to like create a whole story and a message and have it in the short time frame to provoke an emotion instantly, to get someone to click on it and to react with it. It's like, whoa. I don't know about you, but sometimes you just want to be like, holy freaking crap, it's a lot. And then on top of that, our attention span is getting shorter and shorter. So as years pass, advertisers have to get more creative because they want to grab our attention. So it's no wonder that they want to tell us that things have to be faster and faster in order for us to want to purchase things, but also for us to think that that's the solution to get there more quickly. But truly, the underlying message from so many things in our culture is that speed and instant gratification is what's best, and in turn should be most desired. And if you've listened to this podcast before, you know how I feel about shoulds and anything. It's like, it's your life. You get to decide what you should want. But unfortunately, when we live in this world, if we don't stop and really rethink the stories that we're telling ourselves, the beliefs that we have, the thoughts that are popping around in our head, then we can start to think about our goals and dreams in a way that makes it hard to stay excited if things aren't going as quickly as you want them to, because you're socialized to want it to happen yesterday, right? So I want to dig into that a little bit today, because consciously, the question that I'm asking myself is, how is the speed that this is happening working for me, even if I think I should want it faster, right? How is the speed that all of this is happening, whatever it is that you're working on, working for me, even if I think that I should want it faster? Whether that's, you know, figuring out clarity with us and doing all the real estate stuff. If we're connected on social media or you listen into this podcast, you know that, you know, my husband Sina went through a big career change and we've just been navigating a lot of change. And it's like, you want to get through that like feeling quicker, but how is it serving you, right? Even little things like, if we are connected on social media, you know, I'm working on my handstands right now because I really want to be able to walk on my hands. I want to be able to do it at the Empower Her Live event in October. And I want to just be able to do the handstand right now. But I know that that's going to rob me of proud because I'm the one that knows how hard it is for whatever reason for me to do this freaking handstand. So I have to keep putting my reps in. And if you constantly get to this awareness that speed is not always the solution, you can really play with your own thoughts when you ask yourself, how is the speed that all of this is happening actually working for me? And one thing that's really helpful for me, if I'm wanting to rush something or I'm wanting to get out of something that I'm in or I'm wanting to get there faster, is I think about my future daughter or even a niece, right? Like, so many of my girlfriends have kids. So I feel like I'm just like, I get to be the cool aunt right now until we have kids, you know, but maybe even thinking about someone that's 15 to 20 years younger than you. If they came to you and they were telling you that they wanted something to happen faster for them, what would you say to them? What would you say to them if they were working on a goal to keep them staying the course so that they don't quit, right? What would you tell them that they're learning from the pace that they're experiencing life in right now, right? The time that it's taking them in order to get to that goal. Because that's really powerful. Or even like, what would you say to the little girl version of you? Like the little girl who's trying to navigate something new or navigating a new season. Like, can you stop and have compassion for her? Because she, I'm sure, has had seasons in her life where she would say that something was hard or that she sucks. If you've ever played a sport or, you know, try to learn an instrument or a language or just like anything, like think of all the things that you did when you were little. And it's like, you suck at the beginning. I've always been someone who I tried like every single sport, which means I sucked at everything until I picked what I wanted to do and then I could get better, right? But that little girl version of you, when she wants to give up, right? Even though she knows that the goal is aligned, what advice would you give her? And come from that compassionate lens and try that on for yourself. Because sometimes it's a really powerful way to learn how to self-soothe, which is something I've had to learn how to do, is to make it about someone else and then give myself the same compassion and grace and really just a different perspective, which can really help if the pace that you're going at to reach your goals isn't the pace that you originally wanted. And then one of the easiest ways that I rationalize whatever speed that I'm having to get me wherever I'm trying to go is I keep the process the main focus, like the growth in pursuit of the goal, the small wins that often people like to trivialize. They're like, oh, like I just brush over small wins. I celebrate the F out of things like I won the damn Super Bowl when it's really freaking small, because the outcome is never my goal, because the outcome is never guaranteed. And truth of the matter is the outcome could change. Because I don't know about you, but I've started so many things where I've, you know, maybe even gone into a goal and I've had a focus on something. And as I get a couple steps in, I realize that goal's not aligned for me. It's not the outcome that I want. So I'm just like, oh, pivot. And I'm trying often on this podcast, especially to normalize the pivot, because as you evolve, your goals might as well too, right? But truly, when you think of the process, you can also remind yourself that the process is required. You never get to skip the process, right? And if you keep that at the front of your brain, you can gently and honestly frequently remind yourself that you need the process. You need this time right now. Even if it's not happening as quickly as you think that it should, or you're socialized to believe that you want it, because you can't handle your big goals yet. You're not that person yet. Keyword yet. You need to become her in pursuit of the process. And also, those big goals that you might have, because I know if you're a woman listening into this podcast, like you get it, you're like me, and that you believe, like you feel a visceral feeling. Maybe right now you can feel it in your gut. You're like, there is something more for me here. Like I'm supposed to do something epic here. I'm supposed to make an impact. Some of you, maybe you specifically can feel this on a real deep level. Like that's what keeps me going. It's just like this inner feeling. And for some of you, it is visceral too. And if you've got big goals and a big vision, it's going to take you a while to get there, right? Because the good things take time and the great things just take a little longer. So you're going to be in the process for a while. So if you're going to be here, you might as well enjoy it. Because if you really think about it, we need the time along the way in the journey. That's how we qualify ourselves to be able to handle whatever is coming next. It's in the process where we build the habits and the skills, and we learn how to emotionally handle things. Like we learn the lessons that we need that will support us in that next stage that we don't even recognize that we actually need those lessons until we're in it learning it, right? Like those are required lessons in order to maintain that goal. So when I think about my own goals or the things that I'm working on or the person that I want to become, I think about the fact that if I got it right now, without this time, this space, even if the pace isn't as quickly as I think that I should want it, that I would not be the person to sustain it. So I don't want it more quickly. And that doesn't mean that I'm not ever going to be able to sustain it, nor will you, but you're working on being the person who can sustain it. And if I just keep reminding myself, I can keep reminding myself that this pace is serving me. It's all working for me. Because then all I have to do is focus on falling in love with the process. Because the process is where I'm going to be every single day. Like on a day-to-day basis, that's where I'm hanging out. So why would I ever wish away a day? I've talked a lot about grief on this podcast, and you know, the 4th of July episode really hit home with so many of you guys. If you haven't checked that out, go check it out. It's about being present where your feet are. But I will never wish away a day. You don't have to lose someone close to you, although we probably all have, maybe you have too. Like I will never wish away a Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday in order for me to get to a next day because it's a freaking gift. And that's an extreme superpower. Like, I'll be honest, it actually comes natural for me to really savor the season that I'm in. I'm a pretty optimistic person that's very process focused, more than end goal focused. I've been like that for many, many, many years. But I also focus on being present where my feet are. And I focus on trying to really make sure that I'm making the process count. And I like to talk about the ups and downs because I think they're the character building stuff. That's the resilience building stuff. Because sometimes, especially if you're an entrepreneur like me or you're a content creator or you're working on any goals, you know how this is. You have your best day and your worst day in the same day or sometimes in the same freaking hour. And that was one of the reasons that I started this podcast 3.5 years ago is I wanted to pull back the curtain and talk about how freaking hard it is to be a human sometimes. When I started the show, part of my intention was for me to figure out who I was. And then I learned I'm always going to be figuring out who I am. We just get to do it together. And actually, I want to rant on that for a second real quick. If we're connected on social media right now, you're seeing some highs for my husband, Sina, and I. You're also seeing some highs for me in my career. I'm planning my first live event. It's over 60, 65, maybe even 70% sold out, and it's 3 months away, which, girl, go snag your ticket if you haven't yet. Check the show notes for the link or DM me on Instagram, text me, you know how to find me. But like, that's a career, like this is a really cool time in my career that I have been working consistently at. What you're forgetting is, yes, we will sell out this 500 person event and it's going to be epic. And I'm so excited about all the things that we have planned. But don't forget that I've been showing up for 2 episodes a week, every single freaking week. I've been answering DMs every single day for 3.5 years, right? And some days, although I love this, there have been times that I don't want to show up and do it, right? But I knew that this pace of building the podcast was serving me. I knew that I was learning how to navigate cultivating and building community and building relationships as that, you know, as this community has grown. And even right now, we've talked a lot about, you know, my husband, Sina, leaving dentistry and trying to navigate a new career path. I've really tried to bring you along on that journey because so many of you tell me that you can connect with his story even more than me. And, you know, right now you're seeing us kind of jump into this real estate world together. We're closing on our first Airbnb here in Denver. We just went into contract on a 4-unit building, a quadplex here in Denver. We actually want to turn that into, I think we're going to do midterm rentals for like traveling nurses, like that type of vibe. We just announced that we're going to start a podcast together called Get Investing. Get it? Get, G-H-E-T, because our last name is Get Mary, because, you know, I decided to take his name. New name, who this? Okay, anyways, but we're talking a lot about this, and it's super exciting. But if you've been here for a while, I've been super transparent about the tough part of it. And the process is what we've been focused on, where I'm like, how can we love our days more in pursuit of figuring some of this stuff out? Because if we just waited until we were closing on a short-term rental and a quadplex, like we would have had all of these months in between where it didn't feel like we were making much progress, that we would have been wishing away those days. And I, for one, am just not gonna do that. I am constantly finding the joy in the process along the way. And even while we're searching for clarity in Sina's career path and with what we wanted to do in real estate, and it felt really overwhelming for a lot, and we talked a ton about this, and you know, even though I've wanted to do an event for years, but then the world, literally COVID, like threw a huge curveball into my plans. It's like, gosh, the end goal can't be the focus because then we're wishing away the growth part, which makes it, you know, the actual thing that we need to sustain the wins, to enjoy the wins. The parts right now that might feel hard for you are the exact parts that a future version of you is going to look back on and be like, I knew how hard it was to get through that stage. And here I am on the other side. The deep pride and fulfillment that you're craving is going to come from the process, not from when you get there and arrive. I want you to look back at the path you took towards getting there and be like, yeah, this was worth it. Like, look what I did. Right? Even with this podcast just hitting 6 million downloads, which I'm so freaking excited about. I'm so proud of it. I'm so grateful for you for. I would have never gotten to 6 million downloads and showing up twice a week for 3.5 years if I didn't focus on loving podcasting. Loving, you know, chatting with you about you and your goals, talking to you and hearing what's going on in your world to create content that could serve you. I would have felt like a total failure all the way up to this point if I was waiting for 6 million downloads to feel proud, or any download milestone for that matter. So where are you waiting in your life to feel proud of yourself? What are you wishing was going faster, when instead you could ask yourself the question, how is this pace serving me? Because I personally love celebrating every little milestone along the way. Like, I don't even want this podcast to grow faster than it's growing right now. I enjoy the pace because I can handle it, right? It's reminding yourself that this pace matters. And while, of course, I want this podcast to grow to millions of downloads a month, I know we're going to get there. I'm confident that we will get there. But I also know that right now, in pursuit, I'm building my confidence in my own voice. Right? Remember, this podcast is a come with me, let's figure this out together type of show. So I straight up tell you what I'm not confident in. I feel like we get to grow together, right? And I like this season because we get to do this as we're all expanding, right? And, you know, when there's 500 of you, hopefully you specifically that's listening into this episode right now at Empower Her Live, like our first in-person event in Phoenix in October, and I get to hug you, I feel like there's going to be a stronger connection because we haven't been pretending. We haven't been waiting till milestones that we've achieved in our career, in our life, in our health, in our relationships to feel proud. We've been talking about this topic in different ways for however long you've been here. This has always been a focus of mine, right? So for you, maybe it will take you longer to reach a goal that you have on your heart. But still asking yourself if this pace, like really thinking about this pace, is actually serving you even more than if you got there more quickly. Because if I like the process more, I won't ever quit. So that's why I'm here, consistently showing up, right? If you have listened in for a while, you know this time last year was when we were grieving the loss of Cena's dad. We were in hospice with him for 11 weeks and I still showed up for my podcast, not because I felt like I should. If it felt aligned for me to take a step back, I would have done that. But I wanted to show up because I wanted to share the process with you in hopes to help you. I wanted to be real with you. I wanted to cry on the podcast and talk to you about it because I was so process focused. So maybe you aren't a podcaster, which is totally cool. Maybe you're not a business owner, which also is totally cool. Whatever you're working on, how can you make the process more important than the outcome? It's day in, day out, asking yourself, how is the speed that this is all happening working for me? Even if, you know, I think I should want it faster. Like, is the time that it's taking for you to get the promotion that you want at work actually helping you build stronger relationships with the peers that you currently work with that one day you might be managing? Could that actually make your managerial experience even better because you have these deeper relationships with your peers, right? Or maybe, whenever I talk about this, I actually feel emotional because I know this is so real for so many of you. But I wrote down on my notes, I literally wrote baby. I know that there's some of you, maybe you specifically, that you want a baby right now. And if you're struggling with fertility, my heart goes out to you. I don't know why this topic feels like, I mean, we're not even trying to get pregnant right now. We're actually very not open to getting pregnant right now. That's something that's on our heart to kind of be open to this spring of 2023. But it's still even asking yourself with something that you want so badly, which I can't put myself in your shoes because I haven't been in your shoes, if this is something that you're struggling with. But if there's even just a tiny, tiny little baby part of you that can see that this waiting period is helping you build an even stronger relationship with your significant other, and that you're going to be a better person and a better parent because of this season. You're going to be even more grateful because of this season. I want to be very cautious about talking about that. But for some reason, I think just because we're kind of starting to think about that, it's just been on my heart a lot, right? Is like, how can you still have this season serve you and see that this timeline is working for you, even when it doesn't feel like it? Like, my heart goes out to you, you know? And honestly, like what I'm saying to myself right now is there a way that as we're juggling all of these things, that I can make sure that I always put the process first, right? Like we were literally whiteboarding. My husband, Cena, and I were whiteboarding this morning. And I was like, okay, we've got all this stuff that we're going to do with Get Investing, which is going to be our podcast. And that's where we're going to document all of our real estate stuff. Then we've got all this stuff that we're doing with Empower Her Live. We're securing a bunch of sponsors right now. And it's so cool because if you're coming to the event, we are going to have the most legit swag bags. We have so many surprises, like just buckle up. It's going to be so freaking awesome. But then it's like, I've got my own podcast. We've got all these things that we're doing right now. And I'm like, hold on. We can't just have end goal goals. We can't just have when we get here, we're going to celebrate. We have to figure out a way with all of these things that we're juggling to make sure that we're present where our feet are. We're soaking it up and we're enjoying the process. So remember, at the end of the day, I tell myself this often, you don't get a prize for getting to some milestone faster. So there doesn't need to be a rush often. Some things have a sense of urgency. And like you need to get that little fire under your booty to get going. You know if you're sitting around in analysis paralysis waiting to feel ready. But some things you might be rushing for no reason. Like maybe you don't have to rush that thing. Maybe not rushing it doesn't mean that you're scared. It just means that you're intentional right now. So I love you. And I want to be that girlfriend to you that's like, girl, you're doing a great job. Like when's the last time that you stopped and you're like, I am crushing it in this particular aspect of my life, right? Because sometimes you feel like you're dropping the ball and it's so easy to focus on the stuff that we feel like we're failing at. But girl, what are you crushing it at right now? How is this pace serving you? How are you showing up for your priorities right now? You're doing a hell of a lot better of a job than you're giving yourself credit for. And I, for one, am always on your team. I love you. I'm rooting for you. Don't forget to go enter the 6 million download contest. Head on over to Instagram and I will talk to you soon, girl.
Thank you so much for listening in. If you love this episode, it would mean so much to me if you shared it with a girlfriend. Like, send it to her right now. Or post it on social media and tag me so I can personally thank you for helping me get the message out. I am so freaking grateful to be on this journey with you, girl. So until next time, I'll talk to you soon.